Live, local, and up to the minute. This is the Ryan Gorman Show on News Radio WFLA.
Ryan Gorman here with Dana McKay, and now let's go to the Holland Group Hotline. Find them online at askthehollands.com and bring in our economic and stock market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. So, Jay, it was an interesting day on Friday. We had a July jobs report that didn't look as good as expected, and the recession fears kicked into gear. What did you make of the data that we got on Friday, the trends that we're seeing, and then the market reaction to it all?
Well, you know, when we got the number on Friday about the 114,000 jobs that were posted for July, and we were expecting about 175,000, that was one issue. And then, of course, they rounded, adjusted the previous 2 months, which they do all the time, by about 30,000 jobs or so. And that was an issue. It was certainly something that was not expected, because we had seen numbers that were growing in the other direction. It was really a curveball that we weren't expecting. Well, then you also look at some of the data that we received on Thursday to go along with that, that showed that there might be a trend moving in the other way on some inflationary data. And all of a sudden that you started to have people on Wall Street starting to think, wait a minute, I mean, maybe this recession talk is legitimate. Maybe, you know, this is something we really need to worry about. And all of a sudden, when you had Thursday drop as it did, 500 points, and you had Friday where the Dow dropped 900 points and then ended up closing down about half of that, the thought was, what was the weekend going to do for us, Ryan? Is it going to settle nerves, or is it just going to feed into the frenzy? And of course, we had a lot of international markets that were down big. We had some that were down more than they've been in 30 or 40, 50 years.
Japan.
And that's really, yep, that's what's just led into today. Right now, I'm looking at the Dow futures down 1,171 points, which, yes, is a big number, but always recognize it's 3%.
Yeah.
For us to get into historic area, we would have to see something over 7% to even make the list of the top 20. And I've traded 7 or 8 of the worst days on the Dow going back to the Depression. And it's common to see this kind of, you know, panic, if you will, because you look at the volatility index. It's up 120%, the fear index, because people right now have a lot of unknowns. And sadly, that's causing a lot of people to make some bad decisions. But the Dow would have to drop about 3,000 points today to get anywhere near historic. So, yeah, it's certainly not the time to panic.
There was some criticism that I saw from economists and those who report on the economy and the markets that perhaps the Federal Reserve is a little late to the party when it comes to cutting interest rates, that they should have seen this trend coming and should have cut them before the expected cut that we're, I think, definitely going to see now next month in September. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, I look at a lot of these people that came out with those types of statements saying, okay, were you saying this last month, month before? It was kind of like after the party that, okay, these things are coming out where now we're going to blame the Fed on this taking place. And, you know, I guess there is an element of truth that you could look at that to consider. But, Ryan, I mean, the Fed has remained in front of things, and they've done, I think, a very good job up to this point. But, you know, when you have markets that go through correction for whatever type of reason, you're going to have issues. And then, of course, it's self-feeding, because you have people thinking, oh, my goodness, now, you know, the Dow was at an all-time high of over 41,000. Normally, when we hit certain peaks, there's a bit of a sell-off, and you see people taking profits off the table. And if that sell-off continues for any length of time, it just kind of feeds itself, where people start seeing the market going down more and more. And if you want to be the Warren Buffetts of the world, this is not the time you panic.
Mm-hmm.
You've got cash on the sidelines. You know the stocks you like. You set that predetermined point, and when they reach that point, you buy shares that are on sale. And if you're 20 years from retirement, I mean, if the market's going down, all you're doing on your monthly contributions is buying more shares of the stocks you like at a cheaper price. So it's not the time to start adjusting things, changing things. And sadly, that's what happens with this emotional state when people are going through this. They feel like they need to be doing something, especially us men. We got to fix something. But a lot of times we can get in there and monkey around and make the situation worse. So if you've got cash on the sidelines, yeah, wait for some of these stocks to go on sale. But don't go changing your entire approach based on this, because that's going to work against you in the long run.
Obviously, the jobs part with these new numbers, that's what is raising the concerns of a potential recession. But there are a lot of other markers in the economy that don't seem to be at that point yet. So, you know, look, I don't know where this is headed, but again, going back to something I mentioned a moment ago, seems pretty clear the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates in September. Could we even see a larger cut than what was previously expected? It sounds like that's what a lot of people are clamoring for now.
Yeah, I was waiting for James to throw in some music as you built up to that statement, because that had been a perfect point for it. But it's possible. In fact, a lot of people are saying, look, half a point we could be looking at this instead of a quarter point. The thought is, okay, we're going to be getting something. But right now, that's kind of being lost in the headlines of the moment when people are looking up and seeing all this red across the horizon. So it's going to be interesting to see. And I think that the Fed, I don't think they're going to telegraph anything at this point in time, what they're going to be doing, because there's a lot of stuff that can happen between now and then.
Yeah.
One of the things you mentioned in that report is there wasn't a drop off in some of the construction jobs.
Right.
Some of the things in housing, there was actually a healthy increase, if I can call it that. But the thought is, why wasn't that impacted? And a lot of times you can look at that on what the trend might be developing that would be good news. So yeah, I agree with you. There's certainly several elements of good news in there that these last few bits of data, doesn't represent an extended trend. And that's why I'm not surprised, but I'm a little confused why people are panicking as much as they are, because at this point in time, it's far too early to draw those kinds of conclusions, because we've got, as you and I say all the time, a lot of real estate between now and next month to see exactly if any of these types of trends continue or improve.
Our economic and stock market expert Jay Ratliff with us this morning. You can find him online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. Jay, really appreciate the update this morning. Thanks so much.
Always my pleasure. Thanks.
You know, just taking a look at the economy as a whole, there are